This is news from WMUK. I'm Sevilla Mann. This week, we're listening back to some of our favorite stories from 2019. This one starts with a question. What does a low-carbon future look like? One, that is, that you'd actually want to live in. People are wondering about this in a time of climate crisis. As we'll hear, one Kalamazoo business has an idea, and it involves table scraps. Chris Broadbent is riding his bike through Kalamazoo's Vine neighborhood. He's towing buckets on a trailer.
We're going to turn right behind this building here, second driveway.
He pulls up behind an apartment building.
I'm just taking a bucket off of the trailer and a lid.
He walks up to a back porch, picks up a bucket of food scraps, and replaces it with the empty one.
Sometimes it's easier just to like stand on the buckets and close the lids.
He heads back down, greeting a neighbor on the way.
Hello.
Hello.
Just picking up the compost, sorry.
Oh, cool.
And then he packs up and heads out to the next pickup. Broadbent started collecting scraps for compost at the farmer's market, hauling it away on his bike. Sometimes it takes a few trips. As he gained customers, Broadbent saw a demand for porch-side collection.
Let's go left.
Now he has about 13 customers for pickup, including a few businesses. Many are in the city, one's in Texas Township.
What I've started to do is like call it Compost United, this idea that like together more people can be composting and really trying to like let go of the ego part of it that like, oh yeah, everybody has to be composting through my business.
He says instead,
what we need to be doing is have more people composting it, whatever, however they can, however they want to, in order to, you know, be fighting climate change and fighting back and trying to find a way not just to be carbon neutral, which I think is great, but I really want to challenge us, our leaders and our businesses, to be carbon positive. Let's be putting more carbon, more greenhouse gases back into the earth in healthy ways.
When food waste breaks down in a landfill, it generates greenhouse gases and contributes to climate change. But properly managed composting does the opposite. The carbon stays in the scraps as they break down. And studies have found that soil with compost in it holds more carbon than untreated land. Experiments show that adding compost to farm and ranch land could help turn them into a major carbon sink.
I think the cars are being really nice to us today so far. I would have expected to get honked at already.
Broadbent does his pickups by bike. Sometimes he wears four sweaters to keep warm, but today it's over 40 degrees, so he's only wearing two.
I constantly come up against, oh yeah, well I could go big, you know, big time and get a vehicle and start moving all over, you know, moving a ton of dirt.
Food scraps can be heavy. You could say that it's impractical to haul them on two wheels. But Broadbent sees a future where people can no longer take today's economic structure for granted.
To thrive in extreme conditions or with minimal resources, you know, is maybe potentially not just the sci-fi book and movie and video game way of our future and present, but, you know, maybe there is some truth to that. And if so, like, you know, composting and growing food and bicycling and fixing and repairing bikes could be, you know, really valuable skill sets to keep leveling up.
Broadbent also just likes to ride. He enjoys the slower pace. When he stops at a house near Burdick Street, it looks like a bust. No one's home and there's no bucket on the porch. But then a car pulls up.
Look at this. This is Elizabeth, whose house we're at.
Hey,
how's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Great.
Elizabeth Cherivelli is one of Broadbent's customers. She goes in to get the bucket, explaining that she was composting in her yard.
But kind of grossly, mostly the dog would eat it before. And now my dog eats slightly less compost.
Cherivelli's with a friend, Amelia Stefanik, who has her own route picking up scraps for compost in her neighborhood. Some of them she's been feeding to worms.
I've got the second layer of the worm bin going, so they're all migrating up.
Broadbent says he'd like to see more people start compost routes, even if it means that he'll never be the local food scrap baron.
The compost newspaper syndicate, you know, James Bond villain of compost in Kalamazoo. No, we're not getting to that level, but we're doing it by bike.
He plans to continue his pickups through the winter. This story about composting by bike first aired earlier this month. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.